just giving you that scoreboard from this morning. It was Chelsea 2, Burnley 2. It was 2-2 at the half-time break. It stayed that way. So scoreless in the second 45 minutes. Chelsea 2, Burnley 2, which means Chelsea stay in fourth position on the competition table, the all-important Champions League spot. And Burnley are on 35 points. So they're in 15th position. They should survive the cull. So definitely going down Fulham, Huddersfield and Cardiff City. Currently in that drop zone. Good morning to you, Phil Moss.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Geez, you sounded like Richie Beno then.
Did I?
2-2? 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2 at the halftime
break. I just
break.
Collapsed, Loz, didn't I?
I wish that was on camera.
Your chair went down.
Mossy just went. He just had his head sitting on the table.
G'day, Bruce. Bun I had yesterday.
How was Easter?
Easter, fantastic. I stayed off the chocolate, which is an absolute miracle for me.
It is tempting. Are you big on the chocolate, are you?
Oh, I love my chocolate. Okay. Chocolate. Well, I'll tell you who was on the chocolate, by the looks of things, was Chelsea.
Didn't look happy, sorry.
No.
He got kicked off, didn't he?
He got banished to the grandstand, yeah. Look, he was upset with Burnley's delaying tactics late in the game. Well, not even late in the game. He felt that they were doing it for large periods of the game. But at the end of the day, Chelsea outpossessed, outpassed, outshot, had 9 corners to 1 or something, 10 corners to 1, had all the statistics except on the scoreboard where it mattered most. They couldn't break Burnley down, and Burnley were very, very good value. I watched the second half. They were very, very good value for that point.
Now, we've got the Manchester derby on Thursday morning, City and United, but United are struggling at the moment, aren't they?
Mate, they're $6.50 at the tap. United, they had that sort of good post-Christmas period, but they've come back to the field. $1.45, Man City.
Well, I don't know what to make of this. Either the thrashing at Everton is going to fire them up, or it's a pointer to the form that they're in going into the back end of the season, and they're just going to collapse to Man City. This was a big one for us Liverpool fans. This is the big one that we've been eyeing off for Manchester City to drop points so we can take the title. But gee whiz, the capitulation to Everton, 4-0 on the weekend, was just... it was diabolical. And Solskjaer had no answers to it, even his post-match presser.
Is he the right bloke? Or did they rush in to sign him?
So I'm going to give a little bit of credit here to my good mate Robbie Slater, because him and I were discussing this over the weekend. And we both made the point that if you took his name off his CV, does he get the job? So if it wasn't Solskjaer on the top of his CV, does he get the job at Manchester United? Has he done enough in football at the professional level as a coach, as a manager, to get the Manchester United job, or was it an emotional decision by the Manchester United board to
get
him in?
Because they were playing well.
He stopped the rot. Yeah. They did okay. They got some good results. They give him the job for 3 years, and whooshka.
The honeymoon period's over.
Mate, they're now, I think they've lost 6 from 8.
Yeah, but then again, it's not his squad, buddy.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
like, he inherited a squad that were going like bastards. He had a little purple patch, and now he probably knows everybody better. He can...
I'm not trying to second guess. No, but you're spot on. He's now got his off season.
He can go and get this bloke and that bloke.
He's got to go shopping. Yeah. And look, I believe as a minimum, he's got to go 4-4-4, and that's release 4, retain 4, and recruit 4. That's as a minimum, but he's got a chance to really overhaul the squad. If I was him, far be it for me to give him advice, but I'd be getting rid of Paul Pogba. I think he is an issue in that dressing room.
He's poison.
His body language, I don't want to go too deep, but I just see his body language is not conducive to real harmony in that dressing room, and I think Manchester United need that.
He pulled his finger out for a little while, didn't he?
Well, he was
the big reason why Mourinho got
prove that it was Mourinho's fault and not his.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think when Solskjaer came in, that was a honeymoon period. He gave Pogba a free license and did what he wanted, but most of his goals have come from the penalty spot. But I just don't see him as conducive to a harmonious dressing room.
You've got a multi for us here.
Yes, I have. And
Spurs?
It's over the next... tomorrow morning there's 2 games, Spurs-Brighton and Watford-Southampton. So I'm going to get on the back of Spurs and Watford, the 2 home sides. 2 favourites, to be honest. I don't know. I didn't see what...
130 and 220.
Yeah. So, it's a little multi. But if you want to score, I think Spurs will dust Brighton. I'll go 3-0.
3-0. All right.
3-0 correct score
so
there.
Spurs over Brighton.
Sorry, Matty Ryan.
Watford, Southampton. What about on the local front? Brisbane Roar, big announcement today.
Yes, Robbie Fowler, Liverpool legend. I've got mixed emotions on this one. I think it's fantastic to see a guy like Robbie Fowler in management. He was a Liverpool legend and played for England, played here in the A-League, which is probably what tipped him over the edge getting this job, is that he's got prior knowledge of the A-League.
Yep.
He played for North Queensland Fury, Perth Glory, as a marquee towards the back end of his career. Scored goals. I think he scored 8 goals in 22 or 24 games for both clubs. My issue, if I put my coach's cap on, is that I think we've got so many quality coaches in Australia gagging for an opportunity. And, you know, he hasn't got a rap sheet, a CV, with any success on it. So like a foreign marquee player, if you're going to bring them in, I think they've really got to be proven and tested rather than use the A-League as a development.
Does he bring his own staff or do they use domestic staff?
He may bring one or two, but I believe Darren Davies, who's the interim at the moment, will fall in line as one of his assistants.
Yep.
And that was always sort of the go from the start with Darren, that he'd take over till the end of the season and then slip in under whoever came in. Look, my fingers are crossed, because if he comes in and he's a huge success, I think he brings a lot to the A-League. He brings worldwide attention, there's no doubt about that. He will attract players, there's no doubt about that. But he hasn't got a proven track record of success as a manager. So if it goes well, it'll be fantastic. If it goes badly, it'll reflect very, very poorly on Brisbane, because there's so many local coaches who are worth backing.
Will he attract players? Like, are we a hope of getting some sort of fringe Liverpool player that we might know maybe come down?
Look, I think
Ronaldo, someone like that.
Yes, I think he will. I think he's definitely got the
might
name
call
to attract
an old
players.
Favour or
yeah, that's right. Of course,
somebody
but,
wants.
But to. And herein lies the issue, because he hasn't got a proven track record in management. Do players go, well, Robbie Fowler was a great player, I'm going to go and play for him? Or do they say, well, he's not proven in management yet, so I don't know what I'm going to get as a manager? That's the double-edged sword, I guess. But he is a massive name, and he will bring a bit of stardust to the league, which is much needed, there's no doubt.
Finals just around the corner. Perth look like they're going to rest some players. Is that a good move or a bad move? What do you think?
Loz, if you put your coach's cap on, it might be a bit different in league to our game, but our game is all about consistency, continuity,
because we spoke about that's why we thought Sydney FC would win, given they already wrapped up the Premier's plate and then they were going to stand some players down to give them time to recover. And I'm okay with it. Mm. What about you?
Here's my issue with it. Because in the final series, I don't think the week off, unless you're Sydney FC who have got Asian Champions League, Perth don't. So unless you have a meaningful game in that week off, I don't think the week off helps. I really don't. Unless you're on your last legs and everyone's carrying niggles. And
they get the week off, don't they, leading into the final.
So he's rested players against Sydney.
Yep.
If he rests players again this week, then they got the first week of the finals off.
Yep.
You can be playing very little football in a pretty large space of time.
Yeah.
In a month, you can play one or two games in a month, and that can upset all the continuity that you've built up.
He wouldn't rest
them
this week, though, would he?
I wouldn't think so, because they've got the following week off. But then you're playing 1 week, not the next. 1 week, not the next. You know what I mean?
Fair point.
It can upset your rhythm.
Week off's good.
Yeah, one week
only
off.
If you use it the right way.
What he's saying is...
You can't get knocked out.
Mate, there's more. There's in.
If I gave you the option of playing and getting knocked out, or playing and not getting, or not playing and not getting knocked out, what would you take?
Yeah, of course. But I've been there with the Mariners and Sydney FC, where you've got the week off, and then you've got that first final to qualify for a home grand final. The pressure on that final is almost greater than the grand final, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you've had a week off, so you, in some ways, as a coach, you're not sure what you're going to get, and you've got to win that game to get your home grand final.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. Keeps us all on the edge of our seat, doesn't it?
Good on you,
mate.
Could
be a coach.
So just repeating that, take the Mouldy tomorrow morning, our time. Those games kick off at 4:45. Spurs to win into Watford to win. So poor old Matty Ryan's going to copper.
And if you want to up the ante, 3-0.
3-0.
Spurs Brighton.
3-0 Spurs up against Matty Ryan in goal for Brighton.
He'll never talk to me again.
Thanks, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.